Well, I think whatever works is what, you know, in the sense that, whatever works in order to establish the mind, whatever helps to brighten the mind, to release or relinquish unwholesome or clouded or distressful mental states, but they everything needs to be seen clearly. And that's where the skill needs to be, and that's where, like, having these different tools is important, so that one is able to see, well, what is it that actually works? And then what works for a while and doesn't work? So that's where, if you put all your eggs in one basket and then say, well, I tried this mindfulness of breathing and it didn't work. And... But so it's like, but so it's many different tools that we can be using in order to help the mind become clear, help the mind to be steady, help the mind to relinquish the tendencies to for pain, distress, difficulty, and sometimes sometimes it's helpful to kind of analyze it. Sometimes when one analyzes, one just gets caught in the story of me and my suffering, mm-hmm. which is a compelling story. But sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't. So then we need to see, you know, what actually works. So that it's always keeping sight of that goal of the Buddha's, that all of the teachings have kind of one flavor, where the Buddha says, just as the sea has the same, as this one flavor, the taste of salt, it's salty, the teachings of the Buddha have one flavor, and that's the flavor of release and freedom from suffering. So we keep remembering that flavor. Yes. Yeah, well, that's why I say that. So, like, what, whatever works, just speaking for myself, I'm sure there's others here who have had the same experience. That this practice is a long term. It's a long term. This is really a marathon. It's not a sprint. That's having those, and that's where it's helpful to have the tools.